晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
好不好？请大家跟我们一同来读一处的经文，还是诗篇二十四篇。
Shall we now together read one passage again in Psalm 4?
诗篇二十四篇，我们读
Psalm 24,
第三到第六节。
Verses 3-6.
诗篇二十四篇第三节说：谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄，起誓不怀诡诈的人，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求里面的雅各。
Psalm 24:3 Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord?Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face.
我想这一段经文好像初看好像没有什么特别了不起。
When you first look at this passage, I suppose that you might feel that there's nothing extraordinary about this.
我过去读这几节经文的时候呢，也就很快的读过去。
I used to read this passage very quickly.
那么一直到前些天，当里面有个感觉“登耶和华的山”这句话出现的时候呢，就想到了这处的经文。
Mm-hmm.And until last few days, and I thought of God's word, climbing the mountain of the Lord, and this verse came up in my mind.
然后有点被这样的提醒，这几节出现在诗篇二十四篇。
And then I was reminded that these verses appear in Psalm 24.
我们想从诗篇二十二、二十三到二十四篇。
And Psalms 22,
23, 24. 讲到主的。受死主的复活讲到主做教会的元首牧养我们一直到荣耀的主再来
They speak of the Lord's suffering His resurrection and His shepherding us until His coming back again
那就这几节经文出现在二十四篇关于荣耀主再来这样的一个事实的中间
And this Psalm 24 appears in the very true that of thisLord of glory coming back in our midst.
这就给我一个感觉，至少这几节应该值得认真读一读。
And this gives me the feeling that we really have to study hard, worth our further examination of these verses.
那昨天我们用到这处的经文我们来传讲福音。
And last night we used this passage to share the gospel.
那么是把人要劝到登耶和华的山。
We were exhorting people to climb the mountain of the Lord.
那我想我们今天就在关于如何或者谁能登耶和华的山这个点上，我们一同来学习这段经文。
Today we will concentrate on how to climb the mountain of the Lord, or who can appear before the Lord.
那我想明天我们就集中在谁能站在他的圣所。
And tomorrow we'll be concentrating on who may stand in his holy place.
我想也许这些话可以给我们一同有点勉励和提醒。
I hope that through these words together we will be comforted and exhorted.
那今天好吧，我们再选。一节的经文来读一下，在提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy, chapter four.
像明天我们也是念一节，今天也是念一节。今天是提摩太前书第四章，我们看第八节。
First Timothy chapter four, verse eight. This is the verse for today, and tomorrow again we'll also read another verse.
提摩太前书四章第八节说操练身体益处还少唯独敬虔凡事都有益处应有今生和来生的应许
1 Timothy 4:8 For bodily exercise profits a little but godliness is profitable for all things having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come
因为登山嘛爬山嘛好像蛮自然能够跟那个操练身体连起来。
Because we're talking about climbing the mountain, so it's very readily to be connected with exercising our body.
讲到登山，或许我们今天看看，登山这件事，登山的人，登山应有的心和登山之道。
So we will be concentrating on the very matter of climbing the mountain and how to climb the mountain and also the very hard to do so and what's the way to climb the mountain.
我想这里讲到两样东西，一个是山，一个是圣所。
Now here we speak of two things. One is the mountain and one is the holy place.
当然这里圣所，我想它原来的意思是讲一个圣的地方。
The holy place in its original means a holy place, a spot.
我们知道在以赛亚书第二章讲到将来多国的民他们都要登耶和华的山，都要奔雅各神的殿。
In Isaiah 2, we all read that all nations will climb the mountain of the Lord, and they will flow to Jerusalem, and they will climb this the mountain of sanctuary.
So, 这里的圣所确实是指神的殿。
Therefore, this holy place actually speaks of God's holy temple.
我们都熟悉在圣经中有一个叫上行之事。
We are all familiar with these Psalm chapters called the Psalms of Ascension.
那么你会看到从登山登山，后来到神的圣所了。
You will see that these pilgrims they ascend and ascend until they reach the holy temple.
所以这里的圣所是指向神的殿，指向神的居所的。
Therefore, this holy place points to God's dwelling place, His sanctuary.
所以你会看到有两样东西，一个是山，一个是房子。
Therefore, here you see two things. One is the mountain, the other is the building.
那我知道呢，有一位弟兄呢，他很喜欢登山。
I know of a brother who just loves to climb mountains.
他也很关注房子。
And he also likes to look at buildings.
但他对属灵的事呢，不是那么的有兴趣。
However, he's not as much interested in spiritual things.
那么，当我们讲到登山这件事的时候
，When we speak of this very matter of climbing mountains,
那么这位弟兄呢就被提醒了，你现在关注的事情呢，都只是一些影子而已。
And this brother was reminded that whatever you are so concerned with is just a shadow.
各位，我们知道，我们人都有有身体、有魂、有灵。
We know we have the spirit, body, and soul.
那么他说那个弟兄他很喜欢登山的。如果你是只是为了锻炼呢，那是对你身体有好处。
That brother loves to climb mountains, but if it's just for exercising's purpose, then it only profits your body.
那么如果你是旅游呢、游玩呢，你也是满足你自己的魂。
Now, if you love to travel, then this only satisfies your soul.
那你一个房子呢，让你住呢，就是满足你的身体。
If you have a house to live in, it also satisfies your body.
那么你也喜欢装饰、喜欢布置呢，这是满足你的魂。
If you love to decorate the house, then this act satisfies your soul.
那我们这里当讲到耶和华的山的时候
，But here we speak of the mountain of the Lord.
那实际上一定不是指物质层面的。
Of course, it does not speak of the material sphere.
那就给我们一个提醒，无论是山也好，无论是房子也好，这些只是一个影子。
So this reminds me.That regardless of a mountain or a building, all these are just a shadow.
神在地上有这些存在，最后是为了满足我们属灵需要的。
God has all these things exist in the world only to satisfy our spiritual needs.
那才不是影子，那才是实物。
And that is not a reality. Not a shadow, but a reality.
那我不是讲的是律法和基督那个影子和实物，我想大家明白其中的意思。
I'm not talking about that the law is the shadow, the Christ is the substance. I believe you all understand this.
我想神今天要把我们带到从世界上那个实物的中间，把我们带到属灵的境地，这是有圣经根据的。
And God wants to lead us out of this physical things into the spiritual sphere, and this is the biblical.
刚才我们读到操练身体益处还少。
We just read that bodily exercise profits a little.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable for all things.
我们知道我们如果要操练敬虔真的要登耶和华的山。
We know that if we want to exercise godliness, we do have to climb the mountain of the Lord.
我们一定要有用心啊，我们也一定要殷勤啊，对吧？不能三天的打鱼两天晒网。
With all your heart and with all the diligence,you have to put in your efforts. You cannot do it by fit and start.
那而且呢，属灵的操练呢，一定要按照一些的规则，不能乱来的。那最应该呢，也是由这个好的教练呢来教我们。
And also spiritual exercise has to follow certain rules, and also you need a good coach.
那么如果没有地上锻炼身体这件事情呢，我们很难去想象属灵操练怎么回事。
Without the earthly bodily exercise, it's very hard for us to understand, imagine what the spiritual exercise is.
所以呢，神往往呢就用地上那些好像看得见的呢很实在的东西呢，最后呢让我们里面一点感觉属灵的东西，我们怎么进到这样一个思想
？So God would use earthly concrete things to give us a sense, then we will understand how we can actually reach the spiritual reality.
那么而且呢，这个当讲到地上的这些事情的时候
，And also when we speak of earthly things,
那么地上的事情呢，跟天上呢又不完全一样的。
Earthly matters are not quite the same as the heavenly matters.
那么我们这个一个呢，我们实在是看到神说有一天有形质的都要被火要消灭的。
Now first thing is we do see that as God says that every element will be dissolved later.
当然我们其实知道，像我们的有些东西啊，有一天会被更新的。
And we also know that certain things will be renewed one day.
我们这个地会被更新的。
Just like the earth will be renewed.
我们这个身体我们会被更新的。
Our body will be renewed.
那么有些东西呢，就这个影子呢，这个它功用尽好之后呢，就没有了。
To certain things, as the shadows of those things have fulfilled their functions, and the shadows disappear.
你今天的汽车有一天就没有了。
Just like today you have a car, another day it will disappear.
今天人很关心的房子呢，有一天也会没有。
Or the houses you're so concerned about today will disappear.
那不管怎么样的神都是要把我们的心思呢，从这些地上的好像比较物质比较实际的，以为比较实际的东西，要带到天上去。
Regardless, God wants to use all these physical, more concrete things to lead us into the heavens.
但是呢，这个带呢，它挡到耶和华的山的时候呢，给我们有个感觉。
And as we read about being led to climb the mountain of the Lord, we should have this sense.
那么如果你是一个你会很会爬黄山的人
If you're a person who is very good at climbing 黄山
你爬黄山的跟爬耶和华的山不能说没有关系
Now this physical 黄山 You cannot say that it's totally unrelated to climbing the mountain of the Lord
但是因为有耶和华的这几个字呢就一定是不一样的
But as the verse says,The Lord, Jehovah, so we know this climbing is a different climbing.
我们现在事实上，我们是在黑暗的国度里面。有一天，我们进到神爱子的国度里了。
It used to be that in this world we were in the kingdom of darkness, but now we have entered into the kingdom of the love of God's Son.
那么，如果我们是爬黄山的专家，我们不一定会登耶和华的山。
If you're an expert at climbing the physical Huangshan, you might not be able to know how to climb the mountain of the Lord. Just like many people who knew how to do business in China, when they come to the States, they might not know how to do it again. Likewise, some people who are very good at making money in the States may not be able to earn much money.
当我们进到耶和华，我们登上神的国的时候呢，我们的心意要变化更新。
So as we are climbing the mountain of the Lord, as we enter into the kingdom of God, our mind has to be renewed.
我从德州搬到加州呢，我的第一个工作呢，我是被老板不要我了有一天。
I moved from Texas to California. My first job, I was actually laid off. My boss didn't want to hire me anymore.
那我这个心思意念都停留在我原来做德州的这个工作。这个老板大概是喜欢什么？老板他的做法是什么？对我要求是什么
？Because my mind and thoughts at that time were still lingering upon the same model. I worked in Texas. Actually, what my boss would want me to do.What he liked.
那跑到加州已经不一样了，但是我还是用我旧的那套思想在做最后
这
份工作没了。
When I moved to California, I still was so stuck in my previous mode of thinking. In the end, my boss did not want me anymore.
我想有三种人呢比较可怜或者可惜。
And I believe there are three types of people, and they are quite unfortunate.
一种人呢很喜欢爬这个地上的山，但是他从来不想到要去登耶和华的山。
One type of people is those who just love to climb physical mountains and never like to climb the mountain of the Lord.
第二种人呢觉得地上山怎么爬呢？这个耶和华的山大概也是同样的。
The second type of people would think, well.Just as how we climb the earthly mountains, the same way we should climb the mountain of the Lord.
那我想第三种呢比较可惜呢，他知道爬耶和华的山之后呢，他说地上的山就不可以再爬了，那是不属灵的。
And the third type of people would think, well, since we do not climb the mountain of this world, then we don't need to climb the mountain of God anymore.
那我想我们身体还是要操练的。
And still, we need to exercise.
但的益处很少。
However, the benefit is few.
那么有一位弟兄呢，他就对这个爬神的山呢，他觉得是非常难的事情。
Some brothers would think that to climb the mountain of the Lord is so difficult.
那么很多时候我们很害怕，神的山太难爬了。
And we're so alarmed, saying that, oh, it is so difficult to climb the mountain of the Lord.
那他有的时候去聚会，他说，哎呀，我都听不懂，他这样的聚会，我查经我都不懂。
And sometimes they go to the meetings and they could not understand the message. Or going to the Bible study, they could not understand what they were talking about.
那么其实呢，他想的那个思路呢，就地上怎么读书呢？这个读神的这个也是应该怎么样读的
？Because the thought of his thinking is just earthly, he believes that the way he studies the earthly thing books, that's the same way he should apply to climbing to study God's word.
那么他说圣经太难读了。
And they would say, oh, the Bible is so hard to understand.
那么就像地上的，像小学读数学的一年级课本、两年级课本、三年级，如果这样的慢慢一直读上来呢，他觉得这个就好读了。
And it would be much easier if studying the Bible is just like elementary students studying the mathematics, starting from first grade, second grade, all the way up, then that would be easier for them.
那么一级一级爬就容易了。
And one step at a time and going up, that will be the way.
但你看神不是这样的，神的想法跟人就是不一样的。
But God does not do things like this. God's thought is different from man.
神给我们就这么一本的圣经。
That's the one and only Bible God has given.
耶和华的律法全被所有的东西都在上面了。
And the law of the Lord is complete. Everything is included in the Bible.
那如果神要跟人的想法一样的，一年级、两年级，怎么下去的？这个无穷无尽的教科书了。
And if God's thought is just like man's thought, then you would have a Bible which never ends, from first grade, second grade, and so on.
是登耶和华的山跟地上爬山不一样的。
Therefore, climbing the mountain of the Lord is different from climbing earthly mountains.
那么在地上的人呢？如果你是一年级的学生呢，大概你很难跟大学生呢，小学一年级跟大学这个读大学的时候你没法读是吧？
On earth, if you're a first grader, then it's impossible for you to study the books of colleges.
那今天有些基督徒觉得，哎呀，这个什么利未记大概没有办法读，就跳过去不读了。哎呀，启示录这个太难了，都不读了。
And some Christians feel that, oh, the Leviticus, oh, Revelation, it's so hard. So they just skip them over.
我小学一年级怎么能够读大学的书呢？
I'm just a first grader. How can I possibly read a college textbook?
但神让我们，你即使粗心的，你一两年还是可以整个读一遍的。你读利未记、启示录，神还可以向你吹气。
But God says that even though you are a new believer, you can still study the Bible in one or two years. Even though you're a first grader, you can still study the Leviticus and Revelation.
所以神的想法跟我们不一样。
So God's thought is so different from ours.
我们这个小学生没有办法跟大学生一起上课，对吧
？Elementary students cannot sit together in a class with college students.
但我们知道在教会在查经的时候，你看出信的也好，大家可能信了是二十年的也好，信了四十年的也好，大家都可以一起查经。
But in the church's Bible meetings, you see the new believer who just believe in the Lord, maybe just one or two years, together with those who are in the Lord 20, 40 years.
那么在我们当中，我们有些弟兄觉得，哎呀，我出信的，怎么跟你们那么多这样的人不能一同查的？
And some new believers would believe, oh, I just believe in the Lord. How can I study the Bible together with all you who are so advanced in the Lord?
但是我们这么一同锻炼身体的时候，圣灵他是教练，他是老师。
But as we exercise our bodies together, the Holy Spirit is our coach.
他可以在我们读经和聚会的时候，给我们每个人都得益处。
At our studying, at individually or the corporate meeting together, He is able to profit us.
所以这世界我们值得思想的是叫登耶和华登山的这么一件事，既跟世上的登山有关，又跟世上的登山不一样。
So we know the fact of climbing the mountain of the Lord is on the one hand similar to climbing earthly mountains, and on the other hand, it's different.
那么我们看登山的人。
Now we talk about the man who climbed the mountain.
这谁在登山？
Who are these people?
那是雅各。
And they are Jacob.
那我们昨天只能看到你怎么样才能够有资格登山呢？你是雅各就可以了。
Yesterday we talked about how can you be qualified to climb the mountain as long as you are Jacob.
如果你觉得你是以扫那样的，那可能就很难了。
If you feel you are Esau, then it's difficult.
我们先要到耶和华的山来。
Now, first we have to come to the mountain of the Lord.
我觉得当这里他讲雅各的时候啊，他特地是讲到寻求耶和华的族类。
Here, when the passage speaks of Jacob, it says that the generation who seek the Lord.
那也就是雅各是代表了一个族类。
This tells us Jacob represents a generation.
那么我们大概可以这样说，雅各确实代表了我们这个族类，人类被拣选的人类族类。
We could say Jacob actually represents all the chosen generation, chosen people.
你会看到，我们知道有三个人总放在一起的，亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
We see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They are always put together.
神特别用到的是雅各来代表我们这些被拣选。
But here, God only uses Jacob to represent us.
那么有的时候圣经的比较用的少，也称亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，也有这样的。
Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.We also see this term, but not as often.
你说在地上有一个国家。
Now here we have a nation on earth.
那这个国家呢，没有一个国家叫做亚伯拉罕。
There is not a country called the nation of Abraham.
没有一个国家叫做以撒。
Not a country called Abraham, a nation of Isaac.
有一个国家叫做以色列。
However, there is a nation called Israel.
我们说以色列国可以说是地上国的一个典型，一个代表。
So we could say that the nation of Israel is a representation of all the nations in the world.
那我想我们也可以看到这个雅各，他其实可以说是堕落人的一个代表。
So we could see that Jacob is actually the epitome of fallen people.
为什么我们说神是用着雅各来代表的？
Why do we say that God uses Jacob to represent sinner, fallen sinners?
你知道我们在神在亚伯伦上、亚伯拉罕、以撒身上都有他的工作。
We know that God had his specific work in Abraham and Isaac.
但是神在人身上做工的开始和结束好像是在雅各身上的。
But it seems that the beginning and the end of God's work appears in Jacob.
好像这一段的整个的历史能够覆盖住的是雅各，而不是亚伯拉罕和以撒。
Now the whole history of God's redemption can be all included in Jacob, not in Abraham and Isaac.
我们知道在罗马书里面，我们知道是在双子还没生下，那个上岸还没做出，神已经把那拣选的恩典给了雅各。
We know that in Romans we read that before the twins were born, before they know the evil from the right, God's great election is already done.
神在创世以前在基督里拣选了我们。
That is, before the creation of foundation of the world, God has chosen us in Christ.
你在亚伯拉罕看到的是呼召。
In Abraham we see God calling.
但呼召我们知道要比拣选要晚很多了。
But we know that this calling is much later than God's first election. So the beginning of God's work is represented by Jacob. God wants man to manifest his glory and to exercise his dominion. And we see that at the old age of Jacob, his life is so transparent. Expressing God's glory.
你看到雅各到了晚年，他能够表明神在人身上要人与他一同作王这个的啊这个的表明的。
And the old age of Jacob actually represents God's heart that He wants man to rule as a reign as king with Him.
我们且不说约瑟是他的一部分。
Now we don't talk about Joseph as part of. Jacob now.
雅各能够跟世上的王法老来祝福他，高过世上去的王。The
fact that Jacob was able to bless Pharaoh, and that tells us that Jacob was actually higher than all the earthly kings.
所以从雅各的身上看到神在我们身上的计划。So
here we see that in Jacob, we could see that God's plan in us.
以撒没有写了多少章。
In the Bible, there aren't those many chapters covering Isaac.
亚伯拉罕也没有多太多。
And the chapters about Abraham are not that many greater either.
但是神用了差不多半本创世纪在写雅各。
But God takes about half of the whole book of Genesis to talk about Jacob.
神让看到神在雅各身上是倾注了何等的心血和期待。
So here we see God, how much effort and hope God has poured all out into Jacob.
有一天我听到一篇听到一次特会的主题是神给教会的托付。
One day I heard of the messages of a conference whose theme is the commitment God has entrusted to the church.
听了那个时候我里面真的有非常的大的一个感受，神在我们身上有非常重的托付的。
And then after I heard this message, I had such a heavy feeling that God has truly entrusted this great commitment to the church.
有一天当我们感到有这么大的托付期待的时候，我们有动力来登这个山。
When we actually feel this great commitment and this great entrustment God has given upon us, then we will have this impetus, this driving force to climb His mountain.
但是托付归托付。But
commitment is just one thing.
所以我们看看我们自己，这实在是捧不起的阿斗啊。But
then commitment is one thing, and when you look at ourselves, we feel we are so weak that are just like those people who can never be actually popped up.
几乎是公认的，这三位当中，亚伯拉罕最优秀。
Everybody acknowledges this. Among all these three people, Abraham is the best.
好像以撒比较平庸一点。As
though Isaac is more common.
雅各是坏透的。
And Jacob is rotten to the core.
我们有一天看到我们其实是很差劲的，我们怎么爬得动这个山？
And we realize we are just so rotten as Jacob. How can we climb the mountain of the Lord?
所以碰到一个弟兄，他说：“哎呀，他说我其实属灵很差劲啊，我不敢这个查经开头啦、侍奉啦，甚至有一个弟兄说：‘哎呀，我都受浸都还不够资格。’
I sometimes would hear brothers talking about this. I'm so spiritually lousy. I'm not qualified to lead a Bible study. And I don't even dare to be baptized. And then I realized, why is it God says that Jacob is qualified to climb the mountain? This is the encouragement from God. If Jacob is actually able to climb the mountain, and Jacob is the very bottom line of all fallen people, then we're all able to climb into the mountain
peak.
God gave me this little experience through which I have learned something. At that time, I was being equipped.
那么我是个小不点啊，我觉得啊，那个这个院长呢说，这个下明年呢，你做这个会长，学生会会长。
At that time, I felt I was nothing, but the principal told me that next year, you will be the president of the Students Association.
他说我想我追求也刚刚开始一年啊，旁边都是位是传道人，这位都已经是，哎呀，我说我绝对干不了。
And I said, oh, I just started a pursuit, spiritual pursuit. There are all these advanced, more experienced brothers all around me. I cannot do it.
院长的鼓励我呢，我就胆战心惊的我试一试。
So this principal of the Bible group.Just encourages me. So with much trembling and fear, I said, "Oh, I'll give it a try."
那么就做了两年，竟然。
And I actually hold that position for 2 years.
那么后来的学一点功课呢？你自己觉得真的越不行了，可能神更可以来用你了。
Then I learned my lesson that the more you feel you're not capable, the more God is able to use you.
那么我们今天地上如果招聘，你写履历呢，一定把自己写得非常的好。
Today, in your own credential, and you will always talk the very best of yourself.
啊，你怎么的有这个本事，怎么的有那个的技术，有这个的经验。
What experiences, skills you have, and how good you are.
那么这个就没人会把自己简历写的自己很愚拙的，很卑贱的，很软弱的。
Nobody would put yourself down and saying that you're so weak, you're so lowly, you're terrible.
啊，但神招聘它不一样的。
But this is a different thinking from of God.
你写的你很有技术，很有经验，神就不要你了。
If you say that you are very skilled, you are very experienced, God will not use you.
神招聘的时候一看，这个圣经告诉我们，这软弱的、什么卑贱的、什么愚拙的，哎，神都要。
As the Bible teaches that, as for our calling, God uses those who are weak, who are lowly.
所以呢，神就是要把这个阿朵啊，他要的就是阿朵呢，把阿朵能够扶起来呢，神说明他伟大。
This is exactly what God wants. He wants to uphold the nobody to show that God is so great.
所以在这个当中呢，就是说这个人呢，一定是看到我们是身上有托付的，并且呢，我们实在是不行的。
So it tells us that men have to know that God has entrusted us.Something, and at the same time, we know we can do nothing.
那么这样的话呢，神就可以让我们有点条件可以去登。
And if we're like this, then God would enable us to be able to climb His mountain.
那么登的人呢，我想要有一些的条件呢，我想有点的心。
And as to climbers, I believe there are certain qualifications that is certain kind of attitude, certain kind of heart.
我越来越觉得呢，登的人呢不需要太多的能力，我没什么能力的，我们对神绝对要有心。
More and more, I feel that climbers really don't have to be very capable, but the most important thing is that climbers have to have this heart toward God.
有一个的心呢，其中呢，它是要寻求。耶和华的族类寻求你面的雅各。
And this climber should be the generation of those who seek God, who seek God's face.
就寻求神的面。
And climbers should seek God's face.
寻求耶和华。
Seek Jehovah.
有这样的心呢，才可以登上去。
If you have this kind of heart, you will be able to make it to the top of the mountain.
那么。今天我们有的时候登呢登不上去呢，一个原因呢，我们寻求的不是这个。
Today, the reason that it seems that we cannot ascend, we cannot climb up, because this is not what we are seeking after.
雅各刚开始啊，我想他爬山呢，他不是寻求这些的。
I believe when Jacob first started to ascend in the Lord, God is not what he sought.
今天很多时候我们登的是求神给我们平安。
Today, as we are climbing the mountain, we are asking for God's peace.
为了平安，我们可以登。
For the sake of peace, we are willing to climb.
你看，当雅各刚开始的时候啊，他知道以扫要来追杀他，却是神啊，你保佑我。
Just like Jacob, when he first started to climb the mountain of the Lord, he knew that Esau was pursuing to kill him. So he said, God, keep me.
啊，你让我平安安的回去。
Let me go back home safely.
所以他求的是自己的平安。
So he was seeking after his own peace.
如果光是这样呢，他登不远的。
Well, if this is the only case, then Jacob would not be able to climb that far.
你看以色列人很失败。
All the Israelites fail so much.
他们也求平安。
They also sought after peace.
他们在跟敌人打仗的时候呢，他希望神赐他们平安。
As they were fighting with their enemies, they hoped God would give them peace.
啊，神不让敌人来骚扰他们。
So that the enemies would not come to disturb us.
所以他们把约柜看得很重啊。
And they highly esteemed the Ark of Covenant.
啊，敌人来侵犯我们。
When the enemies came to invade us.
那么如果这个约柜在这边呢，我们可以保证呢，我们打赢敌人，我们得视为可以得平安。
As long as we have the Ark of Covenant, we will be able to defeat our enemies, then we will be safe.
但是他们不要神的自己。
But they did not want God Himself.
你看这个民数的，你看这个在撒母耳记里面，当这个神啊，借着约柜啊，给他们有点管教的时候。
Look at the book of Samuel when God through the Ark of the Covenant disciplined them.
啊，他们就把约柜就是要送走，就是不要放在手里，烫手山芋。
They say that this is hot potato. They would try to send the Ark of the Covenant away.
他们的敌人外邦人非利士人把约柜要送走。
And their enemies, the Gentile Philistines, wanted to send the Ark of Covenant away.
他们也要把这个约柜送走，最后不要放在自己手中。
And but Israelites, they did the same thing. They did not want to keep the Ark of Covenant with them.
他们只要神保佑他们得平安。
But what they want is that God would keep them safe.
那我就想起呢，在过去呢，有的我有一个地方聚会啊。
Now I recall, in the past I went to a meeting place.
啊，那里的薄饼聚会很有意思啊。
Breaking bread there was very interesting.
一个月一次。
They have it once a month.
那么一个月一次的那天呢，就是那天来的人很多。
On the day of breaking bread, a lot of people came.
那么一个传道人就说呢，这个按照教会的传统。
Now the preacher would say according to the tradition of the church.
我不知道哪里来的传统。
I don't know which tradition he was talking about.
这一天祷告特别的灵验。
And because he claimed that on that specific day, your prayers would be very effectively answered.
如果你这一次非常的顺利呢，你到那一边去领杯领饼。
If the it has been very smooth with your day, then you should go to that specific spot to receive the bread and cup.
那如果你在这你最近是非常的不顺利，非常的不平安，有难处呢？你到我这里来，我为你祷告。
And if nowadays you have difficulties, you're going with very low. Come to me, I will pray for you.
哇，他这边排队排得非常的长啊。
So on his side, the line was so long.
有些人平时不来聚会的，就那一天跑来排队的。
Many people who never come to the meetings, usually on that specific day they would come.
他们不是为了爱主呢，是为了求平安。
They came not because they love the Lord, but because they want to seek peace.
那我昨天讲到有一位弟兄。
Now yesterday I mentioned a brother.
别人羡慕他，他信主之后说：“我很羡慕你的平安。”
Now, he believed in the Lord, and other people envied his peace, telling him that, oh, I so envy of your peace.
如果光是为了求平安是登不长的。
But if it's only for the sake of seeking peace, you won't be able to climb the mountain long.
那他登着登着他没平安了。
Climbing, as you're climbing, then you lose your peace.
我要照顾家庭，我孩子，我的工资不够高，我的钱赚的不够多。
I have to take care of my family. My wage is not that high. Not enough money for my family.
我不能来聚会了。
So Sundays I cannot come.
所以说呢，如果光光求为自己求平安了，是登不长的。
So.This tells us that if you're climbing the mountain of the Lord simply for the sake of your own peace, this won't last long.
他这里是寻求你的面。
Here, the verse says, seek the face of the Lord.
我想圣经中有一句的解释。
Now, there is one explanation in the Bible.
在诗篇中呢，就是在你的面前有满足的喜乐。
In your presence is fullness of satisfaction.
就光为自己求平安，你登不长的。
So for the sake of your own peace, then you try to climb the mountain of the Lord, it won't last long.
你寻求神的面，以神为乐，才能登得长。
But if you seek the face of God and you rejoice in God, your climbing will last.
有时候我们是觉得因为这个环境太难了，我们登不上去。
Sometimes we feel that the situation is so tough that we won't be able to climb up.
我很久以来一直觉得以色列人为什么不能进迦南地，因为他们觉得太难了。
For a long time, I really believe the reason that Israelites cannot enter the land of Canaan is because they feel that it's so hard to get to them.
敌人那么的厉害，我们打不过。
So our enemies were so powerful, we cannot defeat them.
神说他们不幸的恶性。
God said they have this heart of evil heart of disbelief.
当然这是重要的原因。
This is a very important reason.
但直到有一天我看到圣经有一句话呢，我觉得原因不光在这里。
Until one day that I actually read a verse in the Bible, so I know that the reason they could not enter the land of Canaan is more than what I just said.
在民数记十四章啊，神说啊，我要领这些妇人孩子啊，进到你们所厌弃的那地。
Numbers 14, God says, I will have your women and children enter the land which you detest.
所以说神不信，不光是不信打不过敌人。
So this matter is not only disbelief, thinking they cannot defeat the enemies.
那不信都不信，神给他们那块地真的是好的，在他们心中没有那么的好。
And they disbelieve God because even though they say they believe in God, in their God, but in their mind, they don't believe that land is as good as God said.
Yeah, 好是好，但是没有好到这样一个地步，我们要为你去拼命去打。
Yes, the land is good. It's not good to the point that we have to risk our lives to fight for the land.
地上啊，有一句话叫“拼死吃河豚鱼”。有没有一句话叫？
拼死吃河豚鱼。
河豚鱼是一种味道很鲜美，但是有点毒的。
That means that 河豚。It's on my tip. I can't remember the name, but it's It's that you in order to eat that specific fish that you will be willing to risk your own life.
迦南地的是神那边是不是没有毒的啊？对，我说河豚鱼有毒，是神那边神要给我们的东西没有毒的。
Okay, that fish is actually poisonous, but the things that God wants to give to us has no poison.
那也就是说，当人真的感到那样东西真的是那样的好的时候，神如果让我们看到他真是那样的荣耀的时候，你拼命也拼上去，硬爬也爬上去了。
So when you really sense that the things that God wants to give to you are so precious, so good, then even with your risk life, you would try to climb up there to reach that place.
关键是登山的目的是为了光自己得平安的，还是为了神的自己？
So the very point is, when you climb up the mountain of the Lord, is it for your own peace or is it for the Lord?
我很感动啊，我听到大陆的弟兄姊妹一个见证。
I am so touched when I heard about this testimony from the men in China brethren.
他们听说有个地方有特会，那么就三位弟兄姊妹呢，他们就一同从农村呢很远的地方跑去赶去特会。
Now, these brethren heard about this special conference, so they would go from a very far distant country to that meeting place. But in the mountain, that's in the mountain area, there weren't so many cars.
他们上了长途汽车，但是因为要让有需要的人要赶过去，他们就主动让车下来。
But the bus is crowded, and in order to let all those people who do have the urgent need to travel on the bus, they would leave the bus and allow others to go on the bus to travel.
一天只有一班车。
And they only run one bus a day.
错过了就没有了。
And if you miss that one, that's it.
但他们经过交通里面感觉。
And through their fellowship, they did have this feeling.
我们走过去。
Let's just walk over to that meeting place.
走到那边的时候，其实聚会的主要的气氛都已经结束了。
Actually, by the time they reached the meeting place, the ballpark of the meeting conference was actually finished.
那他们觉得我们难得有这样的特会，我们能去跟弟兄姊妹交通交通也好。
And then they felt that, well, this is a rare opportunity for us to fellowship with other brethren, so it is good as long as we got there.
他们去聚会不是光为了好像得到一点什么东西。
So when they went to that meeting place, it's just not that they wanted to gain certain things.
他们觉得是奉神的名的聚会，难得有这样的特会，我们就应该去。
They felt that this conference was held in the name of God, It's a rare opportunity. We needed to go there.
这样的聚会是应当的。
And it's supposed to be this way. We should be able to reach that there.
他们就走了。
So there they walk.
感谢主神，神纪念他们。他们走了不久，正好有辆卡车，有辆别的这个车经过。
Praise the Lord. God remembered their heart. So as they were walking not far down the road, a truck came by. So it took them over to the meeting place.
正好有空间把他们三位带上。
And it also just happened there was space for them to sit in.
他们有一颗的心,
because they had this heart.
寻求神的面, 寻求神的自己,
seek God's heart, seek God's face, seek God Himself.
所以这个当中我们看到有一颗寻求神的面的心。
So here we see these brethren had this heart to seek the face of God.
不光如此呢, 这里让我们看到他有好几个要求,守节,心清, 不像虚妄,不怀诡诈。
And here we also see that certain commands, requirements here, clean hands, pure heart, do not lift up your soul to falsehood and deception.
你登山的人要守节。
Climbers have to have clean hands.
我们一直是说啊, 先要, 我们都是讲究里面的再讲外面的。
As we have been talking about this, we spiritual things always start from within and then outward.
那么他这里是守节，好像外面的放在前面。
But here the verse says clean hands. It seems that the outward matters are placed first.
那我这里呢，我觉得呢是有一颗的心呢，是见证，让别人看得见的见证要对。
But I believe that it is because you have this heart to bear a testimony for other people to see. God, so
教会是真理的柱石和根基，先讲柱石放在前面。
Just as the church is the foundation, the pillar and foundation of the truth, and pillar is placed before foundation.
那要让世人要信服的。
Because you want to convince the whole world.
今天我们的手很，我们所做的东西很容易让别人指责的。
Because the things that our hands handled could easily be accused by others.
神给我们一个提醒。
Here God gives us a reminder.
据说你开车呢，是据说啊，就你每开一英里呢，要犯一次错误。
And it said that every mile you travel, you would make a mistake.
啊，你如果从一个州开到另外州，你开了这个五百个英里啊，你就犯五百个错误了。
That's to say that if you travel from one state to another, and you cover 500 miles, you made a 500 mistake.
那我们要传福音给别人，别人都看着我们了。
As we preach the gospel to others, other people look at you.
但是我说这里我们怎么能够守节呢？
Now here, how can we have clean hands?
那我守节不是在于你能够做出做不出多少事。
It does not mean that how many things you can do or you cannot.
那么圣经中有一句话呢，是我们要将我们的肢体献给，要献给神，要给这些硬的器皿一样。
The Bible says that we should offer our bodies as instruments of righteousness.
圣经是讲将身体献上，对吧？
And also the Bible teaches that present your body.
圣经没写将心献上，在那一处。
In that verse, the Bible does not say present your heart.
这些是很实际的东西。
All these are very practical, concrete things.
所以当这个献上之后，接下来神可以来洁净我们。
It is after your offer, then God is able to cleanse you.
那你看像雅各啊，我觉得雅各呢，他有一个转折点。
Now here, there is a pivot point in Jacob.
那么雅各呢，一直是抓的。
Jacob was always grabbing.
他这个手是不洁的，一直是抓，乱抓乱捞的。
So his hands were unclean because he was grabbing wherever he could.
但他有一天他知道是神所赐给他的，他要将其中的那么一点点要献给神。
Until one day he realized that among all the things God had given to him, he wanted to offer some of those he had back to God.
那么对他来说，至少在这个线的上面，至少开了一点点的门，神就可以开始做工。
As to Jacob, as long as he offered a little bit, and then God is able to work with him in this window.
有时候我陪人去看做手术，手术之前他要签一个那个 agreement， 那个。
Sometimes I accompanied other people to go to have a surgery. Before the surgery, they would have to sign certain documents.
那我们的奉献呢，其实就是这是 sign agreement。
So our offering of ourselves is actually signing this document.
不是我们要给神多少多少什么东西，做什么东西。
It's not that I will do certain things for God or offer certain things to Him.
那么神这个有了这个 agreement 呢，神就可以做手术来把我们手弄那个不好的东西弄掉。
But with this agreement from us, God is able to work His word to cleanse all our filthiness.
有位弟兄啊，他在火车上啊，看到有三个人在打牌。
Now, a brother, in a train, he saw three people playing cards.
我过去很喜欢打牌。
And I used to love to do this too.
啊，那么就是别人说三缺一，你来跟我们一起打。
And when people said, "Oh, we just missed one, come join us."
我说我的手没有带，我没有带我的手来啊。
Now I would tell them that I'm sorry, I do not bring my hands along with me.
我说你明明带了两只手嘛。
They would say, of course, you have your two hands.
那这不是我的手啊。
Then I have to say, wow, these hands are not mine.
这是我的主的手啊，我已经奉献给他了。
I have consecrated my hands to my Lord. They belong to Him.
所以守节不在于你能够洗净多少，守节在于你把自己献给神，肢体献给神做义的器皿。
So cleaning hands does not mean how clean your hands would be cleansed. It means offering the members of your body as instruments of righteousness to God.
这里讲到心清。
And also a pure heart.
那圣经中呢，我们读雅各书的时候，我们看到呢，里面讲到我们不能心怀二意。
In James, we read that we should not have a double mind.
在我们一般的感觉中的心清呢，我们跟这个清呢，总会去加上个洁，清洁。
In our thinking that you always clean and always something being purged.
那在我们想象中的心清的反面呢，这个心很污秽。
And in our thinking, we would say a clean, a pure heart. The opposite of it would be a filthy heart.
但我想神讲到的心清，强调的它的清，它的单纯。
But here, a pure heart emphasizes its simplicity.
是说你们这些心怀爱意的人啊，你们要凭信心求。
God says you double-minded, you should pray in faith.
有罪的人啊，要接近你们的手。
Sinners, cleanse your hands.
啊，这个心怀爱意的人呐、啊，要接近你们的心。
Double-minded.
要在我们的主前呢，要自卑。
Humble yourself to cleanse your heart.
所以这讲到我们要信心，我们要自卑。
It tells us we have to have the faith, we have to humble ourselves.
一个要真的要登山的人。
For a person who really wants to climb.
我们要自卑，我们没有任何别的雄心了。
We have to humble ourselves. No longer will we have any other ambition.
一个登山的人要有信心，不能心怀而已，我们没有其他办法可以投靠了。
A climber has to have a pure heart, not double-minded. No other means we could rely on.
那么清心的神是有个检测的标准的。
And as to this pure heart, God does have a measurement to test.
那么过去呢，有位年长的弟兄呢，到香港呢，有一个聚会去呢，第一次到一个聚会去啊、去跟他们传信息。
An elderly brother once went to Hong Kong. The very first time he went there to lead a message, a conference.
我想那里的弟兄们也不干什么坏事，也这个手蛮洁的，心也蛮清。
I suppose that the brethren there did not do any bad things, so they had clean hands and pure hearts.
那么那位年长弟兄里面呢，这个是很有负担，说：“哎呀，那里生的儿女们都很久没有听见神的话了。”
The elder brother had such a heavy burden, feeling that the brethren there had not heard of God's word for so long.
那就是不是说外面我们不做多少的坏事，圣经说清心的人他们必得见神。
So this tells us it really does not mean how many our bad things you have done, as the Bible teaches that blessed is he who has a pure heart.
就是我们里面很久没遇见神了，我们很久没有看清神到底跟我们讲什么了，我们就是不清心了。
If in us for such a long time we have not met our God and we do not know what He's telling us about, then we are people with impure hearts.
有人都说我们都是戴着有色眼镜的。
And a lot of people say that we always wear sunglasses.
我们难得把圣经神的话的本色能够读出来。
It's very hard for us to actually dig into the very essence of the true meaning of God's word.
怎么样颜色的人读出怎么的神的话来？
So with the kind, the color of your sunglasses are, that's the kind of flavor, the color, the God's word appear to you.
那么是怎么样的人读出来的就是怎么样的话。
As the man is, so will be the word of God be.
那么说呢，是有一对夫妇。
Now here we have a couple.
他们都有晨更。
They both of them have morning devotion.
那是个故事啊。
This is just a story.
那么读好之后，当中有一位弟兄呢，跟他们一同吃早饭。
And after that, a brother had breakfast together with them.
那弟兄说呢，今天早上我晨更，我读的以弗所书第五章。
And the brother said, this morning, my devotion was about Ephesians chapter 5.
我读出很重要的东西啊。
Oh, I came up with so very important things.
妻子要顺服丈夫，这是何等重要的真理。
How important is that wives should obey husbands?
那么他的太太也说呢，我今天早上晨更也是以弗所书第五章啊。
And the wife said, what a coincidence, I also studied Ephesians 5 this morning.
他说我读出非常宝贝的信息来。
I also came up with such a precious message.
基督爱教会。
That is, Christ loves the church.
丈夫应该像基督爱教会那样的爱妻子。
Husbands, love your wife just as Christ loves the church.
那今天我们都不够清醒，我们读出来都是站在我们的角度来读的。
So today we don't have this pure heart. Well, whatever we study in the Bible is the perspective of our own thinking.
就是我们读出来的不是神的本事。
So this is another true color of the word of God.
那譬如讲，我们听到有些弟兄就说：“哎呀，我给你一句话，神说的太好了，诗篇三十一篇十五节。”
Oh, that some brother would say, let me give you such a wonderful passage in the Bible, Psalm 31:15.
终身的事都交在主的手中。
I have given all the matters of my life to God.
婚姻不愁了。
So don't worry about your marriage. But actually we know that's not what God says.
所以年长的弟兄呢，特别跟我们说，一定要把圣经的这个本意要把它读出来。
So the elderly brother always reminds us that you have to get to the very essence, the true meaning of the God word.
在我们那边聚会呢，我们像礼拜五查经啊，难得被年长弟兄表扬一次的。
In our assembly, it's very hard for us to be praised by the elder brother.
我到那里聚会八年多了，我只记得被他表扬过一次。我们查经。
Among the 8 years I have been gathering there, I only remember one praise he ever gave me.
那每次都是讲弟兄姊妹们交通的不错，但是他一讲但是，你知道就不行了。
Every time he was there, brothers and sisters, fellowship this very very well, but.Moment, he said,
有一次啊，我记得是查《列王记下》的某一章的时候，他说：“今天弟兄姊妹们都交通到骨头里去了。”
And the moment he said, "But you know something of your sharing is wrong." And I remember one time we were studying Second Chronicles, and at that very specific meeting, he said, "Today's sharing has really touched the marrow of the word."
但是，那有一个但是，我们知道还是不行。
But Again, you know, our sharing is.
阿西斯路啊，弟兄不在我们中间。
And our sharing is not up there yet. One time we study the Revelation.
六到八章查好，我们请弟兄，你来跟我们补充一下这个第六到第八章，总结一下。
And after we studied chapter 6 to 8, we would ask the elder brother and say, "Brother, why don't you add a few more to it?"
年长弟兄，我先不讲，你们先总结十分钟。
And the brother would say, "Oh no, I will not talk about this yet. Why don't you sum it up for 10 minutes?"
他们说要我总结啊，我这个挤牙膏啊，把我几次查经最好的东西啊，全都捧出去了。
And when it's my turn, I did all my very best, just like you try to squeeze the toothpaste. So I thought I had given the very best of whatever I had.
大家的精华都捧出去了。
And we have all placed out the very cream of the crop we could ever come up.
年长弟兄讲了讲话，他今天刚才听了某某弟兄的交通，我心里面很得安慰。
And elder brother said that I heard this brother sharing, my heart was so comforted.
里面都蛮开心啊。
And I was very pleased.
那我得安慰的是，大家对神的话语的领会，离神的心意没有差得太远。
But the brother said, what I'm comforted is that all your sharing are not that far from the heart of God.
还是差, 只不过没有差得那么远而已啊。
It simply tells you still come short, but come up short, but it's just not that short.
所以神说清心了，清心我们能够把神的神他本来的意思读出来。
So having a pure heart means you actually study the true intent of God.
这是叫不假不向虚妄。
And then again, you should not lift up your soul to falsehood. This verse does not talk about the usual lies.
罗马书三章告诉我们,
Romans 3, God is true, men are all liars.
其中的意思是这样,
it tells us that our soul is false.
在我信主之后还没有追求的时候，没有开始好好追求爱主的时候。
After I believed in the Lord, before I actually loved the Lord and eagerly pursued Him.
我也很喜欢看一些属灵的文章啊。I
love to read some spiritual articles.
进化论对还是错啊？这个两边这边跟那边争啊！哎呀，我很喜欢看这种文章。And
articles about creationism and also evolutionism, and I just want to, I love to see all the arguments on each side.
当然我是站在进化了，不不，我是站在这个神创造这么一块好事。
Of course, I'm on the side of creationism.
啊，我就是看看你们有什么论据啊，大家争来争去啊，还很有意思。
But I just love to read about each side's point and pro and con, and I feel this very interesting.
那是呢，我对这个基督教历史中的是是非非呢非常感兴趣。
And also, I am so interested in all the wrongs and the rise of the Christian history. But as to the Lord, I have no interest.
今天我们不管看什么东西，今天有些东西很有道理，好像跟我们的神有些关系。如果那样的东西看了，不能真正的让我们更爱看圣经，更爱读主的话，更爱慕主的自己的话。
Whatever we read, if we feel that this makes sense and related to God's word, however, it does not enable us to love the Lord more,
那就是虚妄,
then that's futility. We should not lift up our soul to falsehood.
我们不能心怀诡诈,
nor should we have this deception in our hearts.
心怀诡诈呢？这个我过去啊传福音的时候，我记得我上次在这里传福音啊，我就比方啊，这些没信的都像只蟑螂。I
remember last time as I was sharing the gospel right here, I compared myself to a cockroach.
我们需要生命的改变。And
I said we need to have this change of life.
有一天我觉得我比蟑螂呢，其实这个比的。
Until one day I felt actually I highly esteemed myself because I compared myself to a cockroach. And also on that a day when I shared the gospel with you, I think I mentioned this point. From a certain perspective, if you compare yourself to a cockroach, you actually are exalting yourself.
人心比万物都诡诈，比蟑螂都诡诈，坏到极处。
Because man's heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. So the heart is actually worse than a cockroach.
有一个基督徒跟我说，他说我这个人是很善良、很真诚的，没有诡诈嘛。
A Christian once told me that I am a good person, I'm honest, I have no cunningness in me.
那我说这圣经中你想，主耶稣指责门徒啊，你们的心如何啊？你们。 不晓得，不知道的。
But the Lord Jesus rebuked his disciples in the Bible, saying that you do not know what your spirit or what your heart is.
动不动就诡诈了。Because
very often we become very deceitful.
大概十多年前，我就要做一个得救的见证了。Now
a decade ago, more than a decade ago, I had this testimony about my salvation.
有一位弟兄讲，我当初讲一个数字是20,000美金，他说你要讲几万，不要讲两，讲两这个感觉不一样。
And a brother told me that you should say how much?
Several.
Several thousand dollars. Don't say $20,000.
Yeah, 对，那么就是，不对，几万我不知道，不知道英文，not several thousand, several tens thousand something like that. 那么那个时候呢，神呢，后来就说，这个呢就是诡诈了。
And this is the deceitfulness.
啊, 那是启示啊, 你做见证啊, 你里面就已经有诡诈的心了。
Even when you bear a testimony, you actually have this deceitful heart within you.
说谎的灵在我们里面了。
This spirit of lying is in you.
那不光是伤天害理的事是诡诈。
Not only be doing something diabolically wrong, and you know that's called falsehood.
有的时候我们看这上面的聚会的时候呢，这个不容易准时。
Even when you come to the meeting, you're not able to come here on time.
那么有的时候弟兄姊妹都会晚到五分钟。
Many brothers and sisters will come to the meeting 5 minutes late.
那么一旦讲到原因呢，都是孩子们爬起来太晚了。
And when you ask them what's the reason, they would always say, "Oh, my children got up late."
那我们都有一些的理由的。
We always have our excuse.
那不是平时读书其实起床应该更早嘛。
But actually, when you go to school, during school days, you get up much earlier.
其实平时的交通更差嘛。
Then the traffic would be even more difficult then.
我们里面就想得出一些的理由来推。
Nevertheless, we just love to come up with excuses.
神告诉我们的心不能有诡诈。
However, God tells us that in your heart should not bear this deception.
那我想我们最后我们稍微看一点的登山之道。
Now, lastly, we would like to consider the way to climb this mountain of the Lord.
我也是觉得，我这个特别，我开始有点心想追求的时候，相当长一段时间啊，我是完全不知道登山之道。
I recall that when I do have the heart to climb the mountain of the Lord for a long time, I don't know how.
登世上的山都不容易啊，登神的山呢，这是更难的事情。
It's hard enough to climb earthly mountains. Now this climbing the mountain of the Lord seems to be even harder.
后来神的有些话把我点亮。
And later on, through some of God's words, God enlightened me.
有了一点点的学习。
So I had learned certain things.
再后来看到另外一些神的话。
And later on, I read other God's words.
哎呀，给我们是何等的激励和鼓舞啊！
Oh, what encouragement and what a spur that brought me.
我们知道圣经中有一个西乃山，有个锡安山。
We know that in the Bible, you have Mount Sinai and Mount Sinai and Mount
Zion.
And we mentioned that in Isaiah we read that we climb the mountain of the Lord and also to go to the house of the God, that's Mount Zion.
希伯来书那第12章告诉我们，不是登那不可摸的山了，我们是登这锡安山了。And
also in Hebrews 12, it talks about this Jerusalem, that's Mount Zion. It's not something that you can touch.
有的时候我们是在登锡乃山了，我们觉得很辛苦。
A lot of times we feel it's so difficult to climb this mount of Mount Sinai.
我们是登锡安山。
As opposed to now, actually, we're actually climbing Mount Zion.
得到以后觉得非常宝贝啊。
Because we have got something so special here.
地上的人登山都从地上开始往山上登。
When people climb the earthly mountains, they start from the ground and going up.
我们不是的。
No, we don't do it this way.
我们在信主的那一刻，我们已经与主一同坐在天上了。
On the very moment we believe in the Lord, we are actually seated together with the Lord in heaven.
啊，我觉得这句话是多么的光照我。
Oh, how this word actually enlightened me.
我们不是像地上的那么一级一级，像这个打坐，从地上往上天上打。
We are not like the rest of the people climbing earthly mountains. You start from step one and going up, way up.
用一个比方。
Let me give you an example.
一个比方呢，知道我听说啊，在国内爬黄山的人。
I was told that all those people in China, when they try to climb this 黄山,
他们看到这样一个现象。
And they would observe this phenomenon.
爬黄山的人呢，旁边呢就有人抬着轿子在你旁边等着你。
And when you're climbing this mountain, and there will be people carrying this sedan, and they're waiting for you there.
他看到你可能爬不上去，跟你说要不要坐轿子。
And by the time when they see that you probably won't be able to do it anymore, they would ask you, would you like to sit on this sedan seat?
跟你说多少钱的？200块。
And you would say, how much does it cost? $200.
这是过去的价钱。
This is the price before.
你觉得这个我可以爬上去, 我要这200块, 我不付200块, 干嘛? 往前走。
And you would say, oh no, I can't do it myself. I don't need the sedan seat. Go ahead. And then the one who carries the sedan seat would accompany you all the way. After a while, they would ask you again, would you like to sit?
你稍微有点想,有点累了,对吧? 你想一想,
and at that time, you are a little bit tired. And you ask again, how much? $300.
啊,你更不舍得了。
And you would not want to do this.
我自己再拼一阵,再往前走一阵。
I would try again. And until got to the point you can't walk anymore.
他们有经验啊。And
these people are so experienced.
他们有经验,他们就跟着你走,跟着你走,走到那个时候你跑不动了,他说现在要不要上轿了。
They just kept following you until you reached the point you actually cannot walk anymore. They would say, would you like to sit in the sedan seat?
你没力气了,你说上轿吧。
And you simply ran out of all your strength. Now it's $500.
今天我们讲,我们基督徒,我们常有一句话,我们说我们信主之后,不是花香,天色长廊,花香长满。
Among Christians, we often say this after we believe in the Lord, the flowers are not always fragrant, the sky is not always blue.
我们常说我们不是抬着轿子上去。
And often we are told that we are not carried in a sedan seat all the way to heaven. We say we walk in the way of the cross.
没错,
indeed, we walk in this way of the cross.
但不是靠你的力量在走,
but not by your own effort.
说得难听一点, 某种角度来说,
actually, to make it more blunt, you actually are being carried in a sedan seat. It's not by your own feet you climb the mountain. The truth is that it's the Lord Jesus who carried you all the way up.
时间关系，我举一个很简单的比方。
Because of time restraint, we just talk about a spiritual exercise and we say we need a teacher. We need a coach. And the Holy Spirit is the coach.
今天很多时候主的话,
Sometimes, a lot of times that when God's word is issued, His command is there.
我们里面也有主耶稣的生命,
and we also have the Lord's life within.
但我们劲儿用不上,
but we don't know how to apply it.
我们是不是这样一个经历?
Isn't that our experience?
那有一次我听到一句话,
one time I heard this,
就让我想起别人我过去啊, 军训两个月, 军训的时候开枪开过。
I just recall that I had a 2-month military training and I was trained to use guns.
那我觉得那个开枪的那个教官呢，就说你这个扳机这个开出去的时候呢，你不能故意去扣它的。
And the coach would say be careful about pulling the trigger. You cannot do it recklessly.
你是不知不觉中出去了才打准。
And because a lot of times you pull the trigger and unconsciously you hit the target. It's not that you're trying to focus yourself on hitting the target. More than a decade ago, I remember I had a fight with my parents.
我实在太生气了,我说你们再这样子,我电话挂断,从此不再跟你们打电话。
I was so furious. I told them, if you keep acting like this, I would have hang up, and I won't talk to you anymore.
读经的时候,我想应该是以弗所说,我忘了是以弗所,哥罗西说,反正读到我们要尊敬我们的父母。
And I don't know, as either Ephesians or Colossians, either one, they talk about that we should honor our parents.
那我知道我是不能够不跟他们打电话。
And I do know that it's impossible for me not to call them.
但是我知道我愿意打电话,我们一定吵架,打了比不打还不好。But
I also know, every time I call them, it always ends up a big fight.
神的话摆在那边。But
God's word is placed right before you.
圣灵在我里面也催促。
And Holy Spirit also urges in me, call them.
我是不能打的。And
I said, I cannot
call. 一打一定是吵架。
Every time I call, I...
当我愿意顺服圣灵的时候，
But the moment I'm willing to submit myself,
电话一打, 很奇怪,
amazingly, I made my call and there was no fighting at all.
而且那天电话讲得非常的好,
and our conversation went so smoothly.
我们就和好了,
and we reconciled.
当然我知道,
and this is not that I came up with a certain method to do so.
顺服圣灵恩膏和教训,
as long as you obey the anointing, then the Holy Spirit Himself will take responsibility.
那么这个看这个叫我过去啊，我碰到有一个弟兄有一个姊妹啊，我在某一个圈子里看到，那我是非常不喜欢他们的。
It used to be there as a brother and also a sister in a specific Christian circle that I really don't like them.
那是因为对责任的缘故呢，他们打总是要打电话来。
And because of my duty, they always call me.
我里面真是想马上把退掉，这电话不接。
Oh, how much I love not to answer the phone, not to talk to them. But the Holy Spirit tells me, just be patient, you don't have to do anything, just listen.
我就这么愿意顺服，有一天很奇怪，那位弟兄不知道为什么，我觉得他非常的可爱。
And I just listened, and I don't know the why. On one day, I realized that, oh, this brother was actually so dear, very lovable.
因为姊妹，那位姊妹，我一看，有一天我也觉得，哎呀，他很可爱。我怎么会原先都对他们怎么会这样看？
And another day, I realized that I felt that the sister was so adorable, and I never had this kind of thought toward them.
谁改变了我的眼光呢？
Because God had changed my perspective.
不是我自己能改变的,
and it is not I who changed it, but God did.
我只是顺服圣灵, 圣灵叫做什么就顺服, 我没有自己的想法。
I'm only being obedient, and the Bible says, obey the anointing. I do not have my own thinking.
你里面神有命令要我们彼此相爱, 我们也有基督爱的生命, 但我们爱不出来。 恩膏的教训不光让我们去做事, 祂给我们同时能力。
Now, the Bible teaches that we should love one another and we also have the life of Christ. And we have the commandment. What we have to do is just to yield ourselves. So the Holy Spirit, the anointing, not only teaches us what to do, but also enables us to do it.
一个有洁癖的弟兄,
this is a person who is really, really big on cleanliness.
跟那些不爱干净的人住，弟兄们住在一个寝室。
And he lives with other brethren who are not as clean.
他厌烦他们，巴不得他们快点洗衣服，或者就搬出去。
He was the brother was so averse to them, and he said, "Wash your clothes, otherwise move out."
那几个室友的脸都是可恶的。 可恨的,
and all those roommate faces are so detestable.
圣灵恩膏的教训在他里面说,
and anointing the Holy Spirit told him, you go ahead and wash. You do their wash. Now, for yourself, not to hate them, you cannot even do that. Because you cannot change your emotion.
但你可以做的一件事情，他可以做的，最后是服下来，顺服圣灵的感动, 去洗衣服。
But one thing you can do is to yield yourself to the anointing, and so in the end, he went to do their laundry.
他这件事是他可以做的，在洗到一半的时候, 很奇怪，圣灵在他里面做工，那不可爱的变得可爱了。
This is the thing that the brother could do. So halfway through his doing their laundry, the Holy Spirit changes his heart. So all those unlovable brothers have turned out to be so dear, so lovable.
十字架窄路，我们一定要走的，没有第二条路。
There is no second way for us, only the narrow way of the cross.
登上去的能力不是我们的，是神给我们的。
And this ability for us to climb this mountain of the Lord is not from us, it is from God.
每一次过去年长弟兄说，每一次我们愿意顺服，就是给神付他代价的机会。
Elder brothers told us, every time we are willing to be obedient, this gives God a chance to pay the price for us.
多么宝贵, 凡事都有益处, 超连进钱, 他想有今生和来生的应许。
How precious this statement is, because when you practice, exercise godliness, you have the promise of this life, that now is and of that which is to come.
如果只有来生的应许，
if you only have the promise of the life to come,
不错，有荣耀的盼望，
yes, indeed, you do have the glorious hope.
但这个荣耀的盼望都不够把我们带进去的。
But even this glorious hope is not enough to bring you into it.
还有今生的应许。
And the book of God says you also have the promise of the life that is now.
我们在登这个山的时候，
as we are climbing this mountain,
当我们在登的，我们登每一步，我们一边是向上上登，一边我们实在是享用神给我们里面的。给我们里面带来的那个生命的能力。
Every step that we climb upward, on the one hand, we are moving up. On the other hand, we are actually enjoying the strength God has provided for us.
不是我们自己能够忍耐。
It is not we who can endure.
不然的话，我不知道你们怎么样，我一定没有办法忍到来生的应许那一天。
I don't know how this goes with you, but for myself, I know I won't be able to.I'll give that promise of the age to come.
感谢主，什么叫做殷勤？
Now, thanks the Lord, what is diligence?
操练身体要殷勤。
Because when you exercise bodily, you have to be diligent.
操练金钱要殷勤。
Likewise, exercise godliness, you need to be diligent. It doesn't mean that you have to do many things. But every time when the Holy Spirit speaks to you,
我们简单的顺服。
With simple obedience,
神就把我们往上带一级。
God is taking us one step upward.
而且他在我们生命里面有足够的回报。
And also, God has given us enough reward in our life.
让我们有能力再登下一级。
So that we would have the strength to climb the next step.
有一天登到神给我们的目的。
Until one day we actually reach the very goal God has destined for us.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你在我们身上有何等大的托付。
What an entrustment you have in us.
你不光是给我们托付的那一位。
Not only are you the one who entrusts us.
你是给我们成全的那一位。
But you are the one who perfects us.
是的，我们要进入神的国，必要经受很多的艰难。
Indeed, for us to enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through many tribulations.
但主啊，我们跟世人是何等的不同。
But Lord, how we are so different from the rest of the world.
我们信的那一天已经与你一同坐在天上。
The very day we believe in you, we are seated together before with you in the heavens.
主啊，我们只要简单的顺服。
Lord, we just have to obey.
我们只要有这个心，要明白你的心意。
Just to have this heart to understand your will.
只要简单的顺服。
Just obey you simply.
是你带我们一步一步走上。
Because it is you who leads us a step by step of work.
好让有一天我们可以有这样一个承认在你面前。
Until one day we confess before you.
我们都是不行的，像阿斗。
We are nobody who are so
incapable. 你愣是把我们扶了上去。
Indeed, it is you who have upheld us and moved us forward and upward.
都是你的恩典。
It is all your grace.
你伟大。
Great are you.
你配得一切的荣耀。
Worthy are you to receive all the glory.
我们盼望着那样的日子。
We look unto the very hope of the glory of day. O Lord, continue to uphold our coming steps.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.不好意思，时间长了一点。